You've had the Pro Max, the new phone, for a while, right?
Yeah, but it's already.
It's already fucking up?
That means a new phone's coming out. Like, I can tell when the new phone's about to come out because my phone starts acting up.
The 13 or the... I don't have the island thing. Like, I still...
The island thing?
You know, when the new one came out, you have the notch on the top. It's like the island.
Oh, the camera cutout?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's when you know it's the new one, is because it has that. Okay. But
You've got the dip?
Yeah, but I've just been like, lately, mine's been kind of fucking up. Oh my
God, I have the dip.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Had the money, y'all. There's poor people around.
But I've just been kind of itching to get a new phone.
Did you
I try to keep up with every time, because my phone always fucks up. It starts acting up on me every time a new phone comes out.
Did you see the new iOS 17 update? What's coming?
No.
Actually pretty good. It looks, there's a lot.
It actually cures cancer.
Hold it up to your ear.
There's sometimes there's so many updates, and like, I just like to naturally discover them as I have the phone. But then I'm like, I need to sit down and do my homework and know what my phone is capable of. There's some stuff that
some of it's pretty cool, but then some of it is very like 2015 Samsung tech.
Oh, so you're like, this is,
it's like a new way to share for what is it? AirDrop. It's like a new way to AirDrop. It's like, instead of like pressing to AirDrop, just touch your phones together. I'm like,
oh yeah,
that's the Tamagotchi.
That's the NFC for like Samsung from like high school.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it was.
It was like, just touch your phones together and you can send it wirelessly.
Yeah, or like bump, or they had that one app where you like bumped in the people,
and then the one after, you're gonna be able to clip it.
But then they have like a journal now.
Ooh, like better than the notes app?
Yeah, so basically it'll tell you what you've done that day as like suggestions, because it'll go through like your map, so it'll know where you were, like what photos you took. It'll be like,
oh,
this is things you did today.
Mind your own business.
It knows what you Googled. you thought you had cancer today, and you Googled all the symptoms of why you thought you were going to die.
Suggest you make a doctor's appointment.
Okay, you little hypochondriac.
But yeah, there is some cool features.
Has the iOS 17, has it officially rolled out, or is it in that beta stage? Okay, so we're going to wake up. It's like Christmas with a whole new
phone. Usually, I don't give a shit when like the new iPhone drops, but like now, I'm just going to keep up like the minute you're able to like pre-buy, I'm just gonna pre-buy, like fuck it.
Yeah,
because
do you pay off your phone at all, or do you?
I always pay cash.
I always pay cash.
Do you trade your phone in to get the discount for the next one?
Yeah, but they don't give you shit.
You used to be able to trade in your phone, and for free you just get a different one.
I remember that, waiting like the 2 years, you're like, oh, my 2 year upgrade is coming, I can get the new flip.
Or you'd see your parents that they have an upgrade available, and you're like, not getting a new phone anytime soon, right?
Yes.
That's what I do. I try to convince my parents. Are you still on your parents' family plan?
No.
Shit, I am.
Wait, really?
Yeah. But I give my mom money.
Are you and Patricia going to start a family plan?
I don't know. Oh, I think we're going to start a Spotify family plan. Because we don't need two Spotify subscriptions we're playing the same music in the house. But... No, is that weird? I'm still on my parents' family plan. I think we save money by being on it.
I think my grandparents are on my mom and dad's family. That makes sense. Yeah, you save money because you get like an additional line for cheaper than having like a whole another account.
I don't know why I'm on Verizon though. Like, I don't know what made me go from whatever my
you
family's
were on Sprint.
On.
You used to be a Sprint guy, right?
Oh yeah, we were a big Sprint family, and then we moved out here and Sprint. Horrible.
Yeah, depending on like
nothing
what
was
state
loaded.
You're in.
I haven't heard anything from Sprint in years.
Oh wait, there's Sprint doesn't exist anymore, right?
Dude, yo, that's like singular.
They don't even do ads anymore. Wait, is Sprint
like
still around?
Wait, yeah, is
I have not seen.
I
a Sprint
know, I literally
commercial.
Don't know if Sprint's the thing anymore.
I think it's T-Mobile now, isn't it? Like
T-Mobile. Oh.
Sprint wait, really?
Yeah, it's T-Mobile.
Oh, okay. I was like,
wow.
I used to have Verizon had a chokehold on the East Coast.
Yeah.
They killed it out there.
Verizon's really good out here.
Do you remember when
except when we drive to the canyon, then you're like screwed.
What do I have? AT&T?
You have T-Mobile? AT&T.
I've had it all.
Do you remember when the Sprint guy or the Verizon guy left Verizon and then became the Sprint guy?
Yes.
Can you hear me now? Good.
Yes.
And then he joined Sprint. Scandal.
That horrible. Was a big scandal. And that was like kind of a trade. Like that was a treacherous
that
thing
would
to
be
do,
like,
right?
That would be like Flo going to like Geico.
You don't
oh
do it.
Oh my God.
There has to be some contract where it's like, You can't, it doesn't matter what happens. You cannot go to another insurance company.
His contract was probably up. He was still in for a long time.
But it doesn't, you don't look good as a as an Allstate getting flow from Progressive, right? Or do you look cool?
It gets people talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you wearing, Flo from State Farm?
Right? I bet they own Flo. What if the Pine Sol lady just like up and dipped and became like Lysol?
Do you think like they own her so bad where like if they find out she was trying to move, they would
power a Windex, baby. It doesn't work.
I feel like they run the test of the market and they know if they took her off the commercials, no one would watch.
I think Flo's a part of the Illuminati. Mm-hmm.
In a few years, she's gonna come out.
I think she knows when the world's ending. 100%.
Flo knows something we don't.
She like the president, Flo. Or no, the president, the government, Flo.
She should run for president.
Yeah.
I'm curious if she's allowed, the actress, does she have like her own personal Instagram? Is she able to like post and share her life, or can she only be known as Flo?
Oh no, I think she, have you checked? I feel like you've checked.
No, but I always think the Progressive girl's really pretty. So I think she's on Instagram.
She's a cute girl. She reminds me of
AT&T girl, the AT&T girl, the one who dated John Mayer.
Huh?
That one.
I don't know.
There was an AT&T mascot?
The AT&T
girl.
Oh,
yes, yes, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah,
she's been in movies. Yeah, Malina Maliana. Yeah, she dated John Mayer.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's roll the intro.
All
let's
do it. Right.
It's Kavitao, baby. Let's go. Welcome back to Zane Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah. And we are exhausted.
I have lost my voice.
I don't feel like you've lost your voice.
It sounds
fine.
Not bad.
It's because I'm really, I've not talked the entire day just so I didn't sound like
you were bad
shit.
Yesterday. You're good today.
I was
today.
Really bad yesterday.
Was it from David's party? Did that take a lot out of you?
Yeah, it was hectic.
How was it? I wasn't there. I was in Florida. It looked like mayhem.
It was mayhem. It was really,
really fun.
It was really, really fun.
How early did you guys get there and how late did you end up staying?
So we ended up getting there around like 4 p.m. So the flyer said 5 p.m. to like 11:30, 12, right? And for the past few years, every time David throws a party, people never show up until
it's getting dark.
8, 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Especially when you hold a party that early. And it's so hot outside too. And I knew that like nobody's gonna show up until like 8 p.m. And that's what happened. We all showed up early.
Yeah.
But it was like we just enjoyed the, you know, we're just They,
we were there
they trickled in.
The buildup.
The buildup.
Yeah. So it was a Y2K theme party, right? And so everything was very like 2000s, you know, the decor, they had the TV, the old school TVs, they had the little cloud backdrop and anything else I'm missing. We all dressed up in like as best as we can at least.
Yeah.
2000s theme. And then they had, or David had the All American Rejects.
That's amazing.
Perform. I was going to.
Were they on time?
Yeah, they were on time. They were actually there before.
Yeah, they were sitting in the podcast room the whole time, and I went in to use the bathroom, and I walked in not knowing they were sitting in there, and I about shit my pants before I got in.
Hey, they're like, hey, we'll keep your dirty little secret.
But yeah, I walked in, and I was just like...
They're like, you really put a stinker in there.
Man, that was...
They actually had a sound check before, so I think they just like stayed there the whole day.
Oh, cool.
Until they performed.
How did they seem as like a group? Like, did it seem like...
They're really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It felt like being at an actual concert, if that makes sense. Like, obviously it was a performance, but like it felt like being at a venue watching them.
Whoa.
It didn't feel like a backyard performance.
Right.
Because the stage, like they did the stage really well. Insane. The stage was insane.
Were like David's neighbors coming out on their balconies in the hills? Like,
I think there's a few neighbors that actually showed up.
Whoa.
Because David usually like gives them wine and shit and just say, hey, like just letting you know my birthday's tonight. Here's
imagine
a bottle of wine.
Being in the neighborhood, not knowing he was throwing that party and you just hear it and you're like,
is that?
I would be like, why is somebody having a cover band? Like, I wouldn't be like, that's them performing.
Yeah, because that sounds insane to have the actual All-American performing in a perform. Back.
You know what was mind-blowing? It was a little bittersweet. The crowd was really good, but I was like, why is it not? It doesn't feel like as big as I thought it would be. There was like 300 plus people there. There was a lot of people. And we realized that even if there's like 21-year-olds, they don't know who they are.
Yeah.
So I looked around and the only people that were freaking out, we were late 20s, early
30s. Right.
Yeah. So it was like, but we were going hard.
Yeah, we were going hard. So it was, and it's crazy how like nostalgic it is to us. And like, we were getting like emotional. It was just like, I always say like, when I hear their music, I just picture my school dances, like middle school dances. Yeah. When darkness
turns. And then we had a few TikTokers in the back that were just like,
yeah,
and probably no idea.
I like walked away for a second, and there was people in the house who just didn't care. There was people sitting by the pool, like, and I was like, "This is the All American Rejects." So I felt my age in that moment because a lot of the people were in their early 20s, and they were like,
"Yeah,
like this is like historical."
Did he like shout out like, just want to say, David, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, he said something like that, but
yeah. Happy birthday.
Yeah, I mean, it was just very, you know, backyard
stuff. They were there to perform.
Yeah, it was like a legit live show.
That's dope.
They did really well.
They sound amazing.
Yeah.
They still sound
really good. They still got it.
That's
great.
Tyson Ritter, he has a kid and wife now.
Whoa.
Has a family.
Is that the lead singer? Is that his name? His name's Tyson?
Mm-hmm.
His name is Tyson.
He never struck me as a Tyson. I always thought he would be like a Jake.
He does have
like
Jake,
an Andrew,
like a Parker.
Parker's
a Parker. That's good.
Parker.
He looks exactly the same.
Did he bring his kids?
I don't think so. I mean, maybe.
I think he has a baby, like a baby, okay. Newborn.
Nice. Yeah, a baby.
I forget. It was Jessica. It was Jess. I remember she was like, "Oh my god! I want to hook. I want to like. But, and she flashed him
in the middle.
Yes.
That's funny. And
not realizing that he has a wife and kid.
Oh.
And then after, someone told her and she was like, oh my God, I flashed him.
I bet people are still flashing.
I know. But like, normally it's like in a big venue, but like, he can see.
How did that start? Wow, this is a really good show. I'm going to show him my boobs. Like, how does that
get your attention?
Here's the thing. If I was a girl and I had boobs, I'd probably be flashing all the time. Just for fun.
We know you would.
Just for fun. But yeah, no, the whole night, it was really fun. And
did anything break? Did anything get damaged? Was anyone out of hand?
No, it was very tame. There was just a flood of people.
Everybody was like a good chill. Could that make sense?
Could you get a drink easy? Or was it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Oh,
but what's very funny is that, of course, the next day when all the pictures come out, you're like, oh, I had no idea this person and this person and this person was there because it was just so scattered.
Yeah.
And it was really annoying that there was like a few people that like, that was like, oh shit, I didn't know they were there. And I didn't see them at all.
Damn. Was there anyone like you did not expect who showed
Alex
up?
Alex Ernst.
He showed up.
I didn't even know he was there. I saw pictures afterwards. I was like, what the?
Whoa. He's like a property now, and he's building steps. Have you keep it up with Alex Ernst?
Dude, I watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't. It was like, he's really growing up.
Oh, Alex Ernst, I think he does it right, though. He just focuses on himself. Yeah. And he chases his peace constantly. He knows what he brings him peace.
And he's like really happy about little things. Like he finds joy in little projects. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really cool.
That's great.
He's going to be a really good dad.
Yeah. But yeah, the party was a really good time.
Who else was there that was just like, oh, they're here?
Mitch, what's his name?
McConnell?
Yeah, the whole time.
Mitch Hedberg.
Did you R.I.P. see that one older dude that walked in?
That's Mitch McConnell. The guy who froze? What are you talking about?
No, there was like this older dude that just walked in. It looked like he just walked into his own party.
Maybe that guy was one of the neighbors.
I don't know, but this guy, I felt like a Dan Bilzerian just walked in, or like a Mike Tyson, and you're like, oh shit, who's this big ass fighter?
Do you know? I didn't see him. Isn't David's neighbor like an arms dealer?
A what?
Arms dealer.
Careful.
No.
Oh, I thought that one of his neighbors. That's how he made his money.
He's just Russian. That's a.
Oh,
so he is an arms dealer.
I'm pretty sure I heard arms dealer way early on when they moved in.
I think he's just Russian. I think he took Russian and arms dealer and just.
I didn't know he was Russian. I never met him. I just know he lives next. I thought
breaking the stereotype.
Normalize arms dealers. I can't think of anything else that
No, I think
did he have to kick everybody out or everybody just kind of like left?
We left around like 10 or 10:30.
Right, but we saw in the group chat, Scott was like, Do you want me to tell people to leave? And Natalie's like, yeah, please, because we just left. So they went to the club and there were still people lingering and she was like, can you tell everyone to leave?
That's the best though, when you get the invite to stay at a party. Mm. When like you know there's a huge big party, but you're not sure. Obviously for a David one, we are invited to stay, but when you're at one of those like big parties and you're like, fuck, do I gotta go? And they're like, hey, here's a white wristband. Go upstairs, everyone else is out.
Why's it gotta be a white wristband?
I don't know. I feel like that's what Kayson had at his parties. I don't know.
It's something you see easily.
Ross Lynch was there.
Ross Lynch.
That's who I was thinking.
Yeah, who invited him? I mean, not in a bad way, but like,
yeah.
Oh, he's on Outer Banks? No. Shit.
Ooh, try again, Boo Boo.
I don't know.
He was from Disney Channel, but he was like after we were too old to watch it.
Oh, he played Dahmer in the My Friend Dahmer yes. movie. Oh, he's a good actor.
Okay, Slay Queen. I'm an ally. Look, he's a little cowboy.
Austin and Allie. That's not Austin and Allie.
Ah, that was good. He's fucking ripped, though. Look at that. That's what I want.
Dude, you know he wanted the Elvis role more than Austin Butler.
They're going with who?
Damn. They went with Austin? Shit.
Anything else? I can't think of anything else.
I saw some rock stars over the weekend that were on my flight.
Oh, yeah. Who?
First one, old school rock star. Well, and I'm curious if you can guess who it is. Okay.
Where'd you go? Sorry.
I went to Florida. It was Patricia's dad's birthday. We went down to the beach condo down in Destin.
Destin.
Destin, baby.
All right.
Destin.
Who the fuck went to Destin in Florida? Destin? Do you know anybody that ever went to Destin? No.
Well, I guess it was kind of on the other side of like, it's in the panhandle of like of Florida, right? It's the Emerald Coast. It's gorgeous out there.
Okay.
It really is. The water and the sand are amazing. But on my flight there, Heath, I'm curious if you can guess who it is. Old school rock star. Obviously, he's still flying like American
first. Can we pause for a second? Do you guys hear that?
It's the cat music.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Rock star from like, I would say late 70s, early 80s. I believe he kind of had one really big song.
Okay.
Are
you giving me clues? Like, you know who it is?
You know who this is.
Do you know who it is?
Well, right when I saw him, he had sunglasses on, a mask, long hair, and was just like chilling there. And I'm like, that would be somebody who like that looks like him. He had a turquoise necklace on. I looked up on his Instagram and I saw him wearing a turquoise necklace. And I was like,
but you knew who that was just by looking at him with a mask?
Just by looking at him with a mask, I like could figure it out.
I mean, does he have to guess who it is?
I don't know. I'm just curious.
Can you give him like a?
He has a song about someone. Like it's a name.
Roxanne.
No, that's Sting. Police. He's a little too famous. A little lower.
I'm trying to think of name songs.
Caroline. Oh, Caroline. Matt Sweet Haley. Caroline. 1975. Oh,
I wish he wasn't on it. But someone British was on my flight back home.
Who?
Yo Ma's cuz.
Who was British? Who talks like this?
Oh, Youngblood.
Yep, he was right there.
Oh, you know why? Because he was just in New York. And my little sister, Hidayah, was actually watching a show.
She had no
idea who he was, right? She was like, who the hell is this guy?
Yeah.
And everybody was like, that's Youngblood.
I was on
like,
a no 6-hour delay with him. But yeah, Youngblood was there. But
did he look just like himself?
Starts with a J. The name starts with a J.
John.
JoJo.
No, it's a song from like the 70s. It's like a rock song. It's like everyone knows
Jasper.
It. Close.
Janessa.
No, it was
Jolene.
Jesse's girl.
Oh,
the Cars.
Rick Springfield.
I'm surprised.
The Cars.
That's a good guess. I'm surprised you know Cars.
I'm surprised you recognized it.
Yeah, right there on the money. Rick
That's
Springfield.
Really crazy so, that you recognized that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Do you even listen to him?
Yeah. No, I think I've seen him like in movies. He's always has like cameos.
Oh, he looks like, okay. If I saw him, I'd be like, okay. Somebody, but I don't know who though.
My man wants to be Mick Jagger and Keanu. Reeves.
Hey, so let him be. He's a fucking he's a rock star.
Yeah, he was on my flight.
Let him be.
But like nobody, it seemed like nobody kind of knew. And nobody kind of seemed to know Youngblood. Or like he was hanging around like at the gate. Nobody.
Really?
But he's
very recognizable.
I was just like, I don't think anybody in this group knows that this guy performs for an arena.
Okay, but his fan base is so, it's a very specific fan base.
For he's also so easily recognizable.
Wow, this is my first time looking at him. He looks like
he looked badass. He had like a kitty ear beanie sitting in the front seat.
He would have killed it back in the Sawgrass days, the scene days.
Absolutely,
he'd be top dog, 100%, top MySpace like creator, 100.
What is he saying?
All my friends say, hey, and I don't want to be a loner.
Oh, get it.
He's done some songs with Machine Gun Kelly, too. He's really great. Anyways, oh, this kind of happened at the airport. I don't know if it's that interesting of a story. I
got hijacked.
When I travel, I never lose anything. I always got my phone, wallet, keys. Mm-hmm. I've always been really responsible. We fly from Destin to Dallas. We get off Dallas. We had to wake up for like a 5 a.m. flight. We are so tired. And immediately right when we get to our gate, I immediately go to sleep. Patricia, you know, she always checks in her bag. She has her little tote bag. She likes to put it on my little rolly carry-on, and she walks around the airport with it, okay? She has it. I'm all good. We're on standby. We're on two separate seats. We're not even sitting next to each other. I wake up and she's like, she goes,
we're on different sides. We are good.
I told that bitch, he's nowhere near me.
She was just, she woke up. She was like, hey, I my group has to board right now. I have to get on. I'm like, okay. I get up like in such a hurry. I get on the flight. I'm sitting there, and then we're on the fucking tarmac for like 2 hours. And they go, sorry, folks, something wrong with the plane. We got to go back. And then we're sitting there. They go, we got to deplane. And I'm like, oh, boy, here we go.
Not the deplane.
No. I then open up the cabin, and I'm like, my bag's not there. And I'm like, did you put the bag on? She goes, no, we didn't take the bag on. You had the bag. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Me, dummy, left the bag at the gate. I then go, the bag is gone.
No.
They probably called in suspicious bomb squad.
Buddy, I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
That's probably why they stopped the plane, to be honest.
Yeah, there was nothing wrong with it.
I had a moment. I had a big moment where I thought that I was the reason for the whole delay. But no, something truly was wrong with the plane. And I get out and I can't find the damn bag. And I'm just like, shit. But hey, hold on. Stay optimistic. I go and ask the flight attendant, like, nope, you got to go check lost and found. They're like, nope, you got to go to this other lost and found. And the other person's like, no, you got to go outside the airport, go back in and talk to another lost and found. And I'm like, okay. Nobody could find my bag. And I was devastated. Didn't have a tag on it. Didn't have an air tag on it.
Oh, so it's just gone.
No.
Well, I was accepting that it was gone. And I just couldn't believe it. I was there at the DFW for 6 hours. I'm like, I can find this bag. Imagine, I have 6 hours and I love a good mystery.
Imagine how confused you would be if the plane did take off and you landed at your destination.
Oh my gosh, and the bag disappears.
It's a good thing that plane had a deboard.
Yes, and it was a good thing that I was like, you know what? I'm counting my blessings. Nothing valuable's in it. Nothing is. It's just clothes.
Underwears.
And undies. And then sure enough, they couldn't find it. I asked everybody. I tried to get in contact with the police. They're like, we don't have it. And I had to leave.
So I called the police.
I had to leave the DFW 911, airport.
What's your emergency? My undies.
I had to leave the airport without it. And then today, and I already accepted it's gone. You know, you file the claims, you talk to people. Yeah. They're like, they see it all. I called today. And the woman goes, I go, is there a green bag that's back there? And she goes, hold on. I'm on hold for 6 minutes. She goes, what's in it? And I'm like, a green swimsuit, two flip-flops. She goes, okay, this is it. And I'm like, wow. Yes.
Does one of the underwears have a poop stain in the crease?
I'm mortified. And I even think my swimsuit's like damp. Like I knew like I had to go wash it right when I got home. I bet it didn't smell good when she opened it.
Oh, I bet it did.
But luckily my parents can go pick it up in Dallas and they're going to send it to me.
Oh, that's amazing.
It was in Dallas. But I don't know. I lost it and I found it.
Good for you.
Mystery solved. Anyways, great story.
It's the best when you find something that's lost, though. Yes. Like, it's such a good feeling.
It made me have hope. But you know what the best thing is, though? I think surrender that it is lost and that you're not going to find it, but have hope. Mm-hmm. But just, I accepted it was gone.
I lost a watch for a year.
Oh, really?
And I tore the house apart on multiple occasions.
Just like, where's that damn watch?
And I was like, I can't believe it's gone.
It's because when we go out of town, we put it in like a safe spot, but we were kind of bouncing around from safe spot to safe spot.
I checked every single safe spot.
Yeah.
And then I remembered I went on a trip where I brought a couple different watches because I didn't know what the occasion would be. And I was like, I think I took it out like at the hotel room and I lined them up on the dresser. And I was like, I had to have left it. Literally a year later.
I wouldn't have believed that.
But
that you leave a watch.
I know.
You'd leave your phone before you left the fucking watch.
It was just
watch.
The only possibility in my head. Yeah. I was like, this is the last time I remember it. This had to be the occasion.
I'm always worried I'm drunk and I set it somewhere where like, I'm not going to forget that I put it in the desk drawer at the hotel.
Stupid to remember it.
Yeah.
And you never remember it. You're like, okay, underneath the bag of peanut M&Ms. I'm not going to forget this. Yeah. And then... Sure enough. But I was going through and I grabbed one of my old backpacks randomly just to like change up my backpack. And there's a secret compartment in the backpack. Shit. And I stuck my hand in it just to like, I don't know. But I stuck my hand in and I felt something. I was like, no way. And I pulled it out and it was my watch.
It's kind of like, I don't know if you have a pair of pants like this, but there's like a main pocket, but for some reason there's a double slit. A secret pocket that you're like, I did that the other day. I had a pocket and it had a pocket inside of it. And I know I put like my chapstick or something stupid in it. And I was like, I just put it in there and I'm digging. I'm like, what in the world?
Why do they have that double? Why is there another pocket in the pocket? Why do they do that? Because a lot of my pants have that.
I think it's for a knife. A little shiv.
I don't think the one like that's down in it.
Yeah. It's like an extra one.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's for like coins.
I think it's for.
Can we Google that? Why do they put pockets in pockets and jeans?
Is it the Google search? Why is there a pocket in my pocket?
There's a wallet in my pocket. The tiny pocket on jeans. Okay, well this is.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
For pocket watches. Okay.
Seems like a lot of extra. Cloth
why do jeans have those? I guess this is.
My pants were sweatpants too. Like it just doesn't make any sense.
Inside. Why does it have a pocket inside the?
Deep maybe just, down
maybe
in the
just
part.
Extra
no not that one the jeans ones we know
do these have it
you know a lot of sweatpants have it I feel like
I think it's like sweatpants are looser so things can fall out easily so it's like if you have something you can kind of like
that has to be
double protection.
Did you cut that hoodie or they sold it like that?
I cut it. Yes, I did.
Can you do that to a few of mine? I have so many hoodies and I just don't wear it because I just it's hot. Just hot. But that's cool.
Yeah, it still like has the coolness of a hoodie.
Would you do it for free? Or would you charge me like a stylist?
The fact that you're even asking to cut around a seam.
Somehow I will fuck it up and I'll cut too much.
Remember saying you were cutting just your long sleeve shirts?
I would cut my shorts because I was like, I want to make it look cool.
But it was the move was cut your sweaters. Like Zane was and cut his long sleeve shirts.
And they would, of course, I would throw it in the watch and they would roll right up. And
just up here.
And you cannot unroll it back. It's done.
No,
it's
done.
It's done. You have to fucking iron it. And that was when I had a big belly too. Like, fucked up. Oh boy.
Did you see a rental today, Zane?
I did. So right now we're month to month. So I'm like, for the past like few months, whenever I see a rental that's like, oh, cool, I'll like go check it out. And I won't bring
my roommate.
You know, I'll check it out. And I won't bring Danielle with me because I'm like, I want to check it out. I'm down to waste my own time to check, to see it. And if it's good enough, then I'll ask for it to see it again. And I'll
Right. So you wasted realtor's time twice.
Well,
I'm kidding. I'm just.
This has never happened before. So I go see this rental and I'm already not loving it. Right. Like the street immediately. If the street sucks, I'm not gonna like the house. Like there's something about it where I'm like,
streets are important.
Streets are very important. It had like that median, you know, the median, it like makes the street so tight already. And this is my first house where I couldn't find parking anywhere. It was like an apartment complex. I was like, all right, this house, not good to start. And I'm like, I'm just gonna go check it out. Why not? Right before we come in, my realtor goes, by the way, Zane, the people are still living here that are. And I was like, okay, that's fine. You know, it happens.
I walk in. Were they in the
house? They're like eating dinner.
Oh, no.
They're like, hey, whoa. And I walk in, I'm like, do they know we're here? He's like, yeah, no, it's fine. And we're walking around and the place is a disaster. Disaster. Clothes everywhere. fucking... It was.
Don't they know they have people coming?
Every time when people were looking at my house when I was selling,
you would.
You'd be gone for the day.
My parents
would go on vacation for
every
10
time
hours.
That somebody was coming in. We'd make sure the entire house was clean.
Yeah, of course. Spotless.
Were the pictures online like of what?
Spotless. Yes. The pictures online, spotless. It looked really nice, and it was just a disaster. They had like 8 cats. And look, that's all fine, right? But like. It really turns off people when you're like looking at
how can work. That's not
it's hard
sell
to
very
see
easily.
Past it. It's
do those people own it or they're currently renting
I
it?
I think they owned it. I think they owned it. Because the lady that like was there was like showing us the house.
Usually if
somebody was like looking at my like our house and we're renting, I'm not spending my time showing them around. Like that's not my
when we came to look at this house for the first time, they were here.
Yeah, they were living here.
And we met them here. Weren't they in the house?
Yes, they were.
And the dog was running around?
Yeah.
That's right.
But it was clean. Yeah. They weren't in the way. They told the kids to get lost, and then they were just kind of hanging out in the kitchen.
I wish I could show you a video of this because
you couldn't even take pictures
or
videos.
I felt so uncomfortable. And Norma, you know me. I'll go to a friend's house. I'll open up the fridge. I'm very comfortable in other people's homes. I have never been so uncomfortable. And usually I pass it. I can pass it. I'm good. I get it. This one, I just could not get.
What kind of these people? How old were they? Was it a family? Or
it was a family, but it was like a young family. I could tell they were like in the industry maybe. And as we're looking around, right? It's just a lot of noise. I'm seeing the cats are like, chaos. I'm going in each room. Every room is just a mess. And I'm just like, oh God, shit's missing. And like, it looked like they've been living here for 5 years.
And you're already at that point in the tour where you realize, I got to see the rest of this to be polite. Like, you don't want to be like, nope,
and you
we're good.
You don't want to look in the room.
I didn't want to leave yet because I knew that had been like really, like they would have saw that as.
Yeah. You don't want to like look too long either. You have to like find that right amount where you like open the door. You're like,
this is nice. I like.
And so I'm in the kitchen and I'm like, I'm not opening anything because they're right there. Like when I'm opening
the fridge.
Go in the
closet?
Yeah. So I'm not touching anything. I'm looking at Larry and I'm dying. I'm laughing so hard. Just giggling to myself.
I gotta make
and then two more people come in. There's already like 5-6 people in the house.
Other showings?
Two more. No. Not other showings. Two more people that they invited over.
Oh no.
We scheduled
it's a party.
We scheduled the showing. A week ago, and two more people come. The girl's like, I got leggings. Showing her leggings, and I just couldn't believe it.
Were they acknowledging you there, and we're kind of just like,
no. So
they just lived their life, and you were just.
I think this happens all the time. I think people are coming in all day because not one of them looked at me. Not one of them. They were just there like I didn't exist. But I felt like they were all staring at me.
It seemed like they like hired these people to show like what it's gonna look like when you
look how awesome and comfortable this house makes us.
Do you think when you left, like the real estate agent shut the door and looked at all of them going, what was that?
Really?
What was that?
Really?
Yeah,
come on.
Really?
I'm doing this on my time, guys. And clearly
I'm doing this for you.
I don't have to bring people over. We don't have to put this up for rent.
That is so
I'm going into you know, the parents' bedroom because I'm in my bedroom. And I'm in there and the cat is just on the bed like, I couldn't stop finding cats. They were just everywhere. And I'm going in the master room and I hear them like coming up the stairs and everything.
No.
And I'm just, I can't be in this closet. Like I'm in their personal belongings. Like, I've seen enough. Thank you so much. I go to the backyard. It's a disaster. And she goes, I know the house is a mess, but I hope. I was like, I see past it. I did not see past it. I couldn't. Everything was dead.
The plants
were all dead. I was like,
You open up another room and the girl's like putting on her leggings. sorry.
I'll be 2 more seconds.
That's bad.
What side of town was this?
It was like 5 minutes away from our house.
in the neighborhood or
it was like just down.
Boys, and, we need to make an appointment.
Yeah.
Oh no, you have to make an appointment. I just don't know if it's gonna be like the way I got to see it.
Don't waste that realtor's time.
Yeah, no, and so I leave, right? I leave and get into my car and the girl runs out and like tries to talk to the realtor and I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh I'm out of here.
Oh, you didn't want to hear it?
Oh, no, I'm like, nope.
Did he like it? Did he like
me too much? Why does this always happen?
Guys, if you are trying to sell a house or sell a rental or anything, you just please try not to be in the house. You have to try to be as invisible as possible. That's what we did. We were still in the house, but we were invisible. Yeah. You could not see us. We were running. They would see one room. Don't let them see you. Yeah.
That is really funny.
This could be you.
I wish the three of you were with me. Because you guys would be dying.
Oh, I would You'd be dying.
Was it a nice house, though?
It was a nice house, but it
nicer than the one you live in now. Like if they weren't there, I'm just so curious.
I definitely would say it was nicer. It was more high end. The kitchen was much more renovated. Like it was, but
it's a damn shame when someone has a beautiful house and they just destroy it.
Yeah. But I get it.
I wish they like offered you food to like have dinner with them. Yeah. Like, no, come on, sit here.
There was a year and a half or 2 years ago, I did go to a house where there was almost like a party happening, right? Like six people were, they were celebrating, but for that was a completely different experience, right? Because the house was super clean. They were taking shots. They looked like they were like celebrating a birthday. They're about to leave somewhere, but that just felt so much more inviting. That almost felt like it was like an open house and they were just like kind of celebrating. And it was like, they're all in one little section. Mm-hmm. You know, it felt different.
When you go to an open house, do you take the free food and drinks?
Absolutely.
Cookies?
Yes.
Cookies and lemonade?
They always do chocolate chip cookies.
Mm-hmm.
I love seeing the different spreads that people have. Some people are like super basic, like the water bottles and then like
pretzels.
Like some junk snacks. But there was one that we went to.
Krispy Kreme?
Well, the Krispy Kreme one, but there was one kind of in the neighborhood over. And it literally was like Halloween. Every candy you could imagine.
Oh, yes.
And it was like sodas, LaCroix, water bottles.
You know what that means? That means there's something wrong with the house.
Yeah, yeah.
There is something bad.
If they don't give you anything, it's a good house.
That foundation,
yeah,
about to fucking collapse.
I love going to like an open house, but like I hate the whole like, yo, I'm not here to chat. Like,
yeah.
The person, so what brings you here? What? Like, I know that they have to do that for their job, but I'm just like, I can't get caught in the hole.
Like, this isn't going to make or break my decision.
Yeah. I'm just not interested.
So, can you see yourself living in this?
Yeah. Like, it's perfect for a baby. Like, there's something like trying to like decide what you're doing with your own life.
Oh, there's that John Mulaney bit that he does where he talks about them looking at houses and they say every room could be a nursery.
Yeah.
Could be a nursery.
Like that's none of your, are you guys trying? None of your fucking business.
How about that?
Oh, my yellow glasses, lost them. So I'm hoping I see in somebody's stories.
Your outfit looked great, by the way, the party. Like who dressed you?
All in my closet.
Oh, you whipped that together?
It was in my closet. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, the color palette was perfect.
She sent me a picture of somebody back in the day. I forget who.
Yeah, just like a 2000s outfit.
You look like kind of the male models from like Zoolander. Like it had that like kind
and,
of look.
And I was like, oh, bro, I love these outfits, but like
you had to go shopping.
I had to go shopping and I'm not good at shopping. I was just like, oh, fuck it, whatever. And then I started looking at my closet. And I'm like, Mariah, you're not going to believe it. I just found the exact outfit that you sent me like in my closet. And I sent it to her. She's like,
you look like a character on Fusion Frenzy.
Yeah. Oh my God. Samson.
That's exactly what you, Zach attacking the yak yak yak. That's exactly what you look like.
Yeah.
Fusion Frenzy.
That's a good costume for Halloween.
We should all be one of them.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea at all.
That's Mariah with the orange pants.
The orange bell bottoms.
And you know, people would be like, fuck, I cannot get it. They'll never get it, but you know they've seen it before. Did you guys see the article about Taco Bell? I thought it was fake until I really looked into it. Taco Bell is being sued for false advertising their Crunchwrap Supreme. Because you know how good the Crunchwrap Supreme looks?
Oh, and that's what it really looks
and
like?
And it shows like they have like a lot of meat in there and like the Mexican pizzas and all that.
Yeah.
They have a class action lawsuit against Taco Bell.
I feel like every restaurant does this shit. They should all be like,
are we entitled to the compensation or does one guy get the benefit? Because
I honestly didn't think that you could like get in trouble for this.
You know what I think?
Everybody does it.
Their false punishment, advertisement.
Their punishment should be make it look like that when I order it.
Right.
Like your punishment. No, now you have to make now it like that. You don't have to pay anything. There's nothing like. Make them look like that.
Because you know half of that advertisement is glue.
Yeah.
Look at that.
They pulled all the meat to the front of that pocket.
I bet if you got it, you let it sit for a little bit and let it seep down.
Like, that's insane. You can't even make that. Like, that's impossible. Dude, that's Photoshopped. Like, that's obviously, like, copied and pasted on top of each other.
Who gets the money, though? I'm so curious about that. You know, Facebook has that big lawsuit where a lot of... We've had our account since, like, 2007, if you still have it.
Okay.
If you've been on Facebook for, like, over 10 years, you can...
You are a loved eligible one to is winning, entitled?
Like up to, like, 100, I think $100 to $500 you can get.
Wait, for what?
Where do I sign up?
Because sometimes I see TikToks about it, like, and it's there. Sold
our information or something?
Yeah, there's like some data leak and like we're entitled to some money. But okay. I don't, but then it's so complicated trying to get the damn money and you got to fill out a bunch of paperwork. I don't know, but I know there's that out there. But damn, but they might claim puffery on it. Like
what is the like legal action? So I think I heard something that it has to be within like 50% of the meat that's shown or something like that.
Oh.
So like if they show, you know, that would be considered 100. You would have to at least be putting at least 50% of that into the actual product for it to be like passing.
I want to be on the jury for this case.
But in order for them to like hold this class action lawsuit, I'm sure a bunch of people went one day and went to different ones. They gather evidence, right? It's not like, they're all
just go to like 50 different locations. What I mean?
Like in order for them before they do this, I'm sure they spend like two weeks going going to different Taco Bells and they're like, all right, this one's fucked. Right.
Like Shark Tank when they have a product and they bring the tray over to each shark.
You go ahead, take a bite.
You know that lawyer gonna come open that case, be like serving. Oh man.
I mean, that's what it does look like though.
And it's crazy how much Taco Bell's prices have gone up.
Oh, really? It's
insane.
Are you going to Taco Bell a lot?
That's no, but like I just remember like how much it used to be.
Yeah.
Like my family used to go there and we would get everything for the four of us for like $20.
I agree. I hate when you're ordering on DoorDash and you're like, this is really expensive. You're like,
I just paid $40 for a Taco Bell Crunchwrap Supreme and a soda.
That's why I always go for the cravings, the $5 cravings box.
Yeah, isn't there like a dollar menu on there where you can just get like...
Everything is so expensive.
Like, how much is just like a regular taco at Taco Bell?
Jordan, you're pretty good with the prices. You go, you frequent it.
The dollar menu does not exist anymore.
What is
what?
McDonald's dollar menu doesn't exist either.
No, it's the value meal.
Value menu.
It's like $2.50 for chicken, like
a McSpicy chicken is $2.49.
It used to be a buck
instead of a dollar.
And them shits are small too.
I just like knowing that there's an affordable option. It's very unhealthy for people, but like
it's not anymore.
Let there be a dollar burger you can go buy.
It used to be like it was unhealthy, but it was like it made sense because it was cheap.
But like $15 for a meal at Taco Bell or McDonald's now,
absurd.
I would rather have a real meal.
You make it much better.
Are the kids still getting toys or is it just like a QR code? Download an app.
They can't afford that shit anymore.
have you seen all the shrink? I think they call it shrink advertising. Basically companies will like rebrand or repackage like the look of something and they'll cut it down like how much product they're actually giving you. So like Gatorade used to be like that fat bottle.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, we're going for a slimmer, less plastic to make it like a better option or whatever. Then they like slim the bottle down. You get less, but they still charge you the same price.
Shit.
They're everything over the last like 10, 15 years has been like what you're getting for the value has been shrunk, but they're charging the same amount. So you're like, you don't think that you're getting ripped off, but you're actually getting less of the product.
Interesting. I think that they give like Americans too much of like a bottle of something.
Have you seen the size of like the double big gulps?
Are they still
like the gas station ones?
Yes, yeah,
they're massive.
It is absurd.
A double big gulp? What's a double big gulp? It's hard to look at a picture of it and be like, that's really big.
The double gulp.
How embarrassing for us. Give it a rest.
Unbelievable.
You know those people after they drink it, tossed it right into the ocean too. Like,
it's. I legit think it's a 2 liter.
Oh my God. Speaking of that, did you see?
What?
Did you see Sydney Sweeney's buy, like, you know how she's like
doing buy ads, like, yeah, Mariah,
like Mariah. Yes. She did a buy ad where she's like water skiing with a buy, and everybody was like trying to cancel her for there, because there was no proof that she littered, but they were just like, you know, that went in the lake, and it was a whole thing. Do you know? I think you might know a little bit more than me.
Yeah, she went out on the water skiing or whatever it's called, and she like opened the bottle and took a sip, but people were so focused that they couldn't see the lid, and her clapback was just a screenshot. She zoomed in and the lid is in her hand.
It's she's like holding it like this.
In the bottle.
That's Sydney Sweeney?
Yeah, that's not what my video looked like.
do you think this is for a buy ad? Are the people like, can we see? Oh, this is it. Sorry, that was like so far away. That brand was like, we spent, we spent how much? And we can't even
but
see.
You know what, Matt? There's some people that they get away with that. Literally, they could be holding in a hand from a mile away.
Yeah. Impressive to get the cap off one-handed, though.
Look at her go.
aren't in the creative briefs, they're like, please don't do anything dangerous. Like
we would never be able to get away with that.
No.
They would never, like,
if
a brand
you,
would
if you
never.
Pitched it to them, you're like, yeah, I'm gonna water ski and drink it. Be like, no.
we don't want people thinking that they can drink one and then water ski after.
Right.
It's just crazy that you, in order to do something like that now, you have to post proof afterwards that you didn't litter.
Yeah.
Because it's gonna, like, just that everybody assumes.
Yeah.
Heath, remember when I got a deal for a Brita filter and I did it in the pool?
wait, I'm trying to remember.
Wait, what?
What was it again?
I got a deal with like a felt like a water filter thing.
Yeah.
And we used chlorine water.
With water.
All right. Well, that's
and for the picture, I was pouring it in his mouth, but we were in the pool.
Oh.
And I remember the brain was just like, we don't want people thinking it's okay to be drinking pool water. And I'm like, no one's gonna see that. And then I pushed it, and had all the comments. All the comments were like, so does this filter out pool water?
Yeah, does it dechlorinate the water?
That's really funny.
Usually people don't.
That's a lawsuit.
That's 100% a lawsuit. Oh, God. That was one of my first, too. I never.
Did you see the new McDonald's restaurant?
The McDonald's restaurant?
Their spinoff.
Oh.
Wait, a spinoff.
Oh, the healthy one?
I'm not sure exactly what they're serving
like
yet.
Like the Charlie? Is it called?
It's called Cosmics.
Oh, never mind.
They haven't really released too much about it, but basically they're opening like a few locations, and what I want it to be is all of the discontinued items.
Oh,
like you can go get like a McRib anytime, the snack wraps.
That's smart.
Everything.
But is it like a higher quality version or like exactly what it used to be? Like what is on the McDonald's menu?
Well, so it says, like, apparently they tried to do this in the 80s, the story of Cosmic. In one 1987's commercial, Cosmic lands in McDonaldland, only to be discovered by Ronald McDonald Grimace and the Professor. Don't know who that is. It says, another character that has since faded into obscurity. So Cosmic is a person that they introduced. So this says it will be a small format restaurant with all the DNA of McDonald's, but its own unique personality. The chain plans to announce information about it at the end of the
year. They saw that Grimace trend go viral, really, and they're like, you know what? Yeah. We're going to take it.
It says it right there.
That's
go down.
That's what it is. You're right.
News of Cosmic being plucked from McDonald's past comes after the extreme successful revival of Grimace. That.
So this is going to be a pop-up Spirit Halloween type shit. It's like, it's only going to be around for like 2-3 months.
Didn't they make like $1 billion off this whole Grimace shit?
I'm sure.
Probably.
Insane.
Did you see Pee Wee Herman passed?
Yes. Yeah. Paul Reubens, right? Yeah. Is that his name? Yeah.
Death comes in three.
And Angus.
Do you think he was like, never mind.
What?
No, I feel like Angus Cloud and him died on the same day, and everyone's like, Angus, oh, Pee-wee died. And it was like, no, Angus.
I think it's because of how they both died.
He had cancer.
Paul Reubens had cancer.
No, I'm saying like suicide.
It's so crazy. I saw a TikTok ad of like Angus Cloud that day, and wow. I was like thinking about him, and then it was just weird. Like an hour later, he died.
That's really sad.
So sad.
There was one more person that, because I saw all three in one day, and I was like, whoa, that's weird. It's always like three.
It always is.
Oh, what's it, like Sinead O'Connor?
No. I was talking about you know all those videos of the guy that climbs up to the top?
Yeah.
He did not. He fell. Died. Oh.
Alex Honnold died?
No.
It was
he would hang off of like buildings and do like.
Oh.
But he was like a big YouTuber.
Skyscraper.
He fell.
Yeah.
Like Daredevil type stuff.
Oh, shit.
I forgot his name.
I forget where. I think he was in Hong Kong.
Yeah. 60 floors. Just.
What?
Very sad.
I'm trying to remember what his name was.
Died doing what he loved.
Yeah, Remy.
Remy
Lucidi.
Damn. It's so sad that they do it until it happens.
I know.
You know what I mean?
What are you doing? I don't know.
It is crazy though. Like they do it till something happens.
They do it until it happens. And like they're aware of that. And I don't know how they come to terms or grips.
I mean, it's
my thing is, okay, I understand. Okay, God rest his soul. Yes, he died doing what he loved. But you're climbing a skyscraper where people, normal civilians, are walking down below. And you're not committing suicide. But if you fall in an accident, you're leaving all these people traumatized. Like, what the hell was that?
You're
putting all those people down on the ground at risk. When he fell, he could have hit somebody. Like, I get skydiving, climbing in a mountain. That's risky. But, you know, if something happens, you're falling
but
one
with
nature.
But I think he genuinely believes that, like, I'm not going to, like, drop.
Well, God rest his soul. Sorry to make fun. That seems a little stupid.
I mean, it is. I mean, it's, and you can hurt somebody. You can, like, fall in a car. You could, anything. So I get that. It's very, it's reckless.
I always just want to know this.
That in general is just reckless.
I just want to know the story of how they get up there. Did you put on multiple disguises and you knew the codes and like, that's just crazy how they got up there in the first place.
I think it's cool when I can climb to the top of the billboard by Saddle Ranch.
Yeah, that's sick.
I got to go up one flight of stairs and I'm like, I'm doing it.
Oh my God.
We were something back then.
Yeah, we were.
When we were on that billboard, naked, all of the city afraid. To see us, we were just.
I faked and said I was about to propose.
On the billboard?
When the cops came.
Wait, what? Was I there?
That's what you told them to
they were
de-escalate
like,
it?
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, okay.
That's funny. I don't think I was there.
So Cardi B threw a mic at a fan?
You didn't see that?
I saw like a video of people throwing water at her and I didn't want to.
So at first, all the videos are popping up of her just a girl throws a drink and then she throws the mic at them. At first, I'm like, well, that was really stupid for the girl to just fucking throw her. I mean, it's just disrespectful. I'm like, Cardi should have never threw that mic, but like, it's just blatant disrespect to be throwing water at her. And I just kept seeing those videos. I'm like, damn, this is crazy. Like from all these different angles. And then 2 days later, I just see all these clips of Cardi B going, throw water at me, it's hot. And everyone's throwing water.
That's what I saw.
So many clips of people throwing water. I'm like, oh my God, everybody's throwing water at her. And then all of a sudden, this one girl throws
a drink and she gets the mic thrown.
She fucking throws. I was like, what's the difference between all these people throwing their drink? So, and then
was there a video of the mic throw?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can we see it?
Yeah. That was the one that kept going viral. It kept going viral of her throwing the mic at somebody for throwing water at her. And then it surfaced the other side of it, of her saying, throw water on me, it's hot. And at the end she says, but not my face. So they think the girl like did it at her face and she just like acted out, but like.
Okay. Throw me some water again, bitch, because I'm hot. And give me some water.
Splash her down. Here is the one, splash her fuck down.
Woo, that shit feels good. Put that shit in my pussy, bitch. Come on.
Put that shit in my pussy, bitch.
Is this a kiss? Mm-hmm. Was this Disney?
Oh, go back, go back.
She must have had, I think she had her eye on this girl prior to, and she was probably giving her a hard time.
No, because I saw another angle right after she threw it. She was like, I'm sorry. Like, I think she realized that she went too high, maybe.
Or there's probably ice in it, too. Like,
what's wrong with ice?
Well, I bet like some people are throwing like just water bottle like that, but this girl did the cup and that ice kind of hits you.
Damn, Cardi's intrusive thoughts.
Yeah, took over. Got the best of her.
Did she still finish the set?
It's pretty crazy that she
like this throw wasn't that bad though. It was just like a.
The mic?
No, the water.
Oh, no, the mic throw was crazy,
the mic throw was brutal.
Like, that could have really injured somebody's head.
Damn, how many people...
It's so funny, security is ready until something happens.
See, that looked like an ice throw, like, the way it hit her, like... Mm. But, no, she shouldn't have thrown the mic.
She's getting in trouble for that?
I think that because she hit another girl, so I think the other girl's suing her.
Go for it.
Shit, I would too.
Go for it.
Cardi
Come
B.
Come on.
Go get that money. Take that. Take that money.
Cause that's a hard throw. That like I would be so scared to throw like my towards a crowd like that. You don't know who it's about to hit.
They're heavy.
Did you see this kind of happened like a few weeks ago with Miranda Lambert at a concert?
Oh yes. My, I saw that.
She's performing a song and then these like group of moms like get up and they are taking like a group photo while she's like singing and she stops and goes, I'm sorry, these ladies here are trying to take a selfie and I'm trying to sing a damn song. And frankly, it's kind of pissing me off. And so she calls out these like women and it turns into kind of an awkward situation, but the women are trying to like snap back at her and like, what's wrong with us taking a photo? Like, or everyone's getting mad at Miranda Lambert.
I saw the video and I was like, that was really weird. And I think, you know, she's more traditional. I get it. And there was no phones back then where they had to like worry about like, but everybody has their phone at a concert.
She thought she was doing something. She thought she was like, I'm sorry, can we just respect the song? These ladies trying to take a selfie, thinking like you're going to win everybody over. But yeah, no, like you're having such a diva moment. Like, I'm curious if she has like apologized or what she's going to do. And I feel like now at concerts, I saw someone at the concert like next time, just constantly trying to take a selfie.
To get a reaction.
Just to get a reaction out of her.
That's funny.
That is really dangerous to do something like that because that's probably all you're going to get.
Yeah.
That's all she could get in the future is just people just taunting her.
I'm trying to think of like what would cause her to do that. Is it because the attention was not fully on her? Like in her head, I'm sure she was like, no, I'm singing. You should be paying it. Like, not
I think it was probably like a kind worried. Of a serious song. And she was just kind of like in her feels and it just wasn't the right moment. But like,
it possibly could have just been happening right in front of her. And it was just like a big group picture.
Cause it looked like they had lighting out. That didn't look like it was taken on one picture. That looked like everyone had their like, lights on.
There was a session going on, but still like,
but yeah, that is a I want to find out what flash they got on that phone. That is like,
wait, that's the picture right there.
Yeah, that's the picture.
Oh, yeah, that's really nice.
They're so far away.
I didn't see the picture.
That's nice. Oh, and they were trying to get her in the picture.
Yeah.
Damn, that is a great picture.
Won't buy another ticket.
Oh, we are done. It's going to be so embarrassing. Imagine you spend all that money for your favorite artist, and you decide, this would be a great shot, and then you hear Miranda Lambert saying you're pissing her off.
There's nothing worse than like having a favorite person like that. And then it just, you have that interaction and it's gone.
Yeah.
Cause they probably will never listen to her. Like I feel like they'd be so.
No, I honestly, you don't think did they clap back the moms?
Online they did.
Oh, they
did.
Were
like, what's the big deal? We're just taking a photo.
You just,
like,
you they would just said look they were at them like, differently.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You'd be like, well, all right. Never mind.
But the fans said, we won't be buying another ticket to see her.
We'll not be buying another ticket.
But artists got to watch out though, because fans are always on the fan side. Like no one's ever on like an artist side when something like that happens.
Oh, yo, they took, there's
wait,
multiple
many, there's
pictures.
There's a lot. It seems like, wait, we just...
Yo, they were having a session.
It looks like they're in like a private booth too.
Yeah, it kind of, I think, yeah, it looks like they're like kind of front row before the pit starts. But
will not.
I'm just curious if they looked like other people. Would she, like, I don't know. These do kind of look
they
like
a, they
rich.
Had a they had a table and everything.
Oh, they had bottle service. Yeah, that looks like it's
a menu.
They paid extra to be at this table.
Now this is a good Halloween costume. That's funny. That is hysterical. Just for Instagram.
That's
do you
funny.
Think
that's
one of them,
really funny.
Do you think one of them's like, Barb, just drop it. Don't say anything to the press. Let's no, not. And she's it. Like, no,
no,
I need
Teresa.
To. She's like, our photo's ever on the net. Like, please, can we just drop it?
But you know, this girl on the far left is pissed because all the articles are probably cropping it. And all see is like the four girls.
Yes.
That's funny. Damn. Is that like the demographic of Miranda Lambert, like listeners?
Yes.
I bet.
That's
yeah.
pretty spot on.
Yes.
Is that like the demographic?
That's the demographic, right? That ain't like the Swifties. That's the.
A body was found in a barrel in Malibu?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. A couple days ago. In the
eerie.
Lagoon.
The way it looked.
But it was in a barrel.
By the ocean?
Yeah. It was yeah. in a barrel, Matt.
Oh,
like some mafia shit. That's some okay. fucking
that they wanted that body to be found. Like, right? Yeah. Why would you ditch it? You could have ditched that body in the barrel in the middle of the canyon.
They were sending
far
a
out.
Message.
No one.
Well, I think it washed up into the lagoon, and they noticed it. Like the people, I guess, like working there, like late at night, and they're like, "All right, we'll just go check it out in the morning."
You think that washed up on there?
Yeah.
It's. I don't know if it's standing.
How does it wash
after.
Up like that?
Well, if it's sealed, it would float.
Who
but
okay so
it
said,
might be standing now because they like opened it and looked, you know what I mean,
dude? I would faint if I so it said around 3 p.m on Sunday a maintenance worker from the state park saw the black plastic barrel floating in the lagoon and brought it in with a kayak. Oh, okay. The maintenance yeah. worker didn't open it. On Monday morning about 10 a.m a lifeguard duty saw the same barrel now back in the lagoon, swam out and brought it in from the beach where he opened it and discovered the body.
And they still don't know who this person is because
they haven't come out about
but
it.
But it
yet,
says
no.
a source familiar with the investigation wasn't authorized to speak publicly. Said the barrel was opened because of its suspicious weight.
The it fact should be that opened they, regardless.
The fact that they haven't like specified who's in there yet is really.
I wonder
weird.
If it's cartel related. Like maybe it happened way off the coast and like
right,
just ditched
like
the body
the
and
shore.
It went that far. To me that sounds that means it happened on a boat. Like, I don't think you go out there with a body and yeah. roll it out and hope. But, no. Buddy, that's going to come right back to shore. That had to have happened out on a boat, and they just, like, ditched it. But wouldn't you put in some sand, some weights in there?
If you're
really
going to do it right.
There must have been, oh, that is spooky.
I wonder if they put some sort of, like, acid in there, or was it just, like.
Oh,
just
like the, Breaking Bad style?
Like, was it bones? Because a body is also, it could be just bones, or, like, just a decomposed.
As for how long the body had been there, he noted the foot didn't look decomposed. Oh!
Oh, so it's pretty new. Fresh.
Ooh. What if it was from, like, back in time? Like, what if it was, like, a body from, like, the 70s? Traveler. Like, his wallet and everything? Or yeah, like...
it was a time traveler.
It's like a Game Boy. Like an iPod Nano. We're like, what?
Yeah, the craziest time capsule.
Yeah, just like
check his
pocket.
Check his pockets. Jitterbug.
If I had opened up a barrel and I saw a body, I would faint instantly.
I would have a stroke. There's like it just you can't even process that. I wouldn't be able to process that.
I don't even know what that would do to me for the rest of my life.
When I see a car crash happen, my whole body like fucking goes into a...
Yeah.
I just recently found out about the cop that was dragged by the car.
What?
Who, what, where, when?
Jordan,
dragged what? By the car?
So basically this group of teens were trying to steal an ATV and tied the ATV to a car with like a rope and an... Like off-duty, like two off-duty cops, like heard it, saw it, and went to go, like, you know, see what was going on. And they pulled like face to face with the kids that were towing the ATV.
Yeah.
And they let go of the ATV from the rope and went to like drive off. And the cop was getting out of the car to like basically like chase after it. And his foot or something got caught in the rope that was behind their car.
Oh,
and
no.
And caught him and dragged him. At like 40 miles an hour with his foot attached to the rope. And it was for a long time.
And oh my God. Oh, and he died.
Andrew Harper. And he ended up dying. They said like it was 20. Unrecognizable.
Oh,
like down the
oh
road.
God. Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus.
But these kids
horrible.
Only got charged with manslaughter.
What else would they be charged with?
Murder.
Is manslaughter not murder?
Well, because they didn't know well, they were the pulling thing is, him.
They said that they didn't know that he was being pulled, but they did a test and put like a weighted dummy behind a car in the same car to see what it would feel like. And basically, they were saying like he was being swung back and forth. So they thought they thought the kids were trying to get him off. Like they knew he was on it, but like didn't want to stop. So they, I guess, were like swerving, trying to get him off. But basically, this whole thing ended up passing something called Harper's Law. Anytime you kill a officer of the law, it's considered murder, and you can't like, get off for manslaughter as like something like
when
that.
When did this happen?
This was 2020, I believe.
But it happened in 2022 is when the law.
Yes, the law got passed in 2022.
Oh, my.
Wow. I can't imagine like that happening. Like his foot just getting stuck there, in that
there's
rope.
There's the video leading up to the whole thing. It's awful. And then the cop is like trying to follow behind and there's like pieces of stuff that he was like wearing that were like on.
Oh, okay.
Really sad.
All right. On a lighter note, cheaters. there was this clip that I saw. where this guy had a ring on his door, right? And it's attached to the door. So like when it opens and closes, you see it like kind of move, right? And this, so the ring camera on this door, this guy, he, you see him opening the door. Obviously this guy is trying to cheat on his wife or his girlfriend. The ring camera, you know, both him and his wife or girlfriend have the have access to the ring camera. So he's doing everything he can possible to get this girl in.
Oh, no.
And I just need you to see the way he tries to bring her in.
Oh, look at
the My dude thinks he's a slick little.
Wait, I'm confused.
Just wait. So, and then her. Okay, so. And the girl sees this. She's like, whoa, what? I was like, what? Who the fuck is that? And then the day before, she checks the day before and she sees him practicing with himself to do it.
No.
So he
decides to crawl.
That is embarrassing.
That is really funny.
Please watch.
So this is him practicing?
My dude is on the floor. Like,
but you know he watched this part back and was like, all right, this
is good.
Is this the girl who's talking? Is this her boyfriend?
And then her friend, this girl sees this and just sends her friends through.
Right over. She goes, right call over. Her out. And they're like, what's going on?
They're like, we're coming here to pick up her shit. Fuck you. And they're just going off on him. But this guy really thought he got away with it.
That's so funny.
How dumb can you be?
Very dumb.
Like, dude, like the first practice.
Imagine being her crawling, going along with it. Okay. All right. So just against the wall.
No, I've done it. Trust me.
And boy, that's a good camera too. That's a good
camera. Do you think, okay, but the girl clearly knew that he was cheating too. Like, because obviously
I think she saw the clip and she was probably like, huh, right. why is he?
That is some commitment where he's like, hey, I need you to crawl down on the floor. And she's like, game. Any girl would be like, I think this has gone a little too far.
Or why doesn't he just go to her house? Like, right. I don't understand.
Oh, my God.
It is way too risky to.
He must be that good at bed for her to, like, crawl on all floors to, like, what's going on? That dick must be bomb. He's just like, and I'm so curious then when this clip goes out, do you think they're still going to stay together? The couple like that is not,
right.
Is cheating with each
other. No.
But then they're probably humiliated. This clip going crazy viral. He's probably just like, oh my gosh.
I would love to interview like somebody that's gone viral. Like the girl on the plane where her audio is everywhere. What is their life like? I want to see a documentary of each viral person that like went way too viral and just to see what their
because
like.
Everybody saw that TikTok. So she literally will be recognized anywhere she goes.
Which one?
That guy right there. Yeah. You know what? Like, a part of me just kind of feels bad too, because like, I'm sure they didn't want to be the, like, I don't know.
This is the pug one.
Yeah.
Like everyone. Their
can we
pugs.
Get the audio? Or it still says the sound on there on the clip.
And I am telling you, I am telling everybody right now. You can believe it or not believe it, but that mother pugger back there is not real.
Perfect. So good.
So innocent.
They set that whole thing up.
Perfect.
They did. Like, they even hung them fucking balloons in the back.
Damn.
Attention to detail. Are they like adult TikTokers?
I think she has like a pug kind of TikTok and she makes content, but she has like is having a pug meetup.
Little pug community.
Oh, and you know, as soon as she thought of that, she's like, Cindy, I got the best idea.
Come early to help set up.
But I just feel bad for the poor old woman. I don't want to be another one that she has to worry about.
I would like to be a part of like a meetup of some sort.
A meetup?
Like somebody that all has the same thing.
Yeah. I guess people that do car meetups or there's the Corgi Beach Day. Everybody who has a Corgi brings their Corgis to a park.
What kind of meetup would you want to go to?
I don't know.
World's largest knitting club.
Yeah, knitting club. I guess I like a little VHS like swap. I heard are pretty fun. Like okay. You go trade VHSs, you bring your stuff, see what other people cool. have. Those are kind of cool.
I want to throw a Zane party. Zanes.
I've always wanted to do that for Matt.
I think they almost broke.
Was there a meetup for everyone with the same name?
I think Ryan.
Yes, it was Ryan.
Ryan.
I don't remember, but it was a crazy meetup. They had
One time I was at a friend's pregame, like we were all partying. We had six mats in a room. Six mats.
Wow.
Kind of cool. Like it was like me, my other friend Matt, and our other friend Matt, and then two other mats were coming, and then another mat came over. Six mats.
For your birthday, you should have a Zane party, but everybody has to dress up as different eras of Zane, of you.
Ooh.
I feel like that's hard.
Like high school you.
They would have to be. Oh wait! All these Zanes have to dress up as him.
No.
Like we all pick an era of Zanes. Like we would go through his Instagram and like try to mimic the
Bumblebee costume.
Got it.
Like
got
I would do like the one with like the hair that photo shoot.
Oh okay. Oh yeah. So pretty much like you try to match like Instagram pictures.
That would be a good YouTube video. I made my own eras tour. Like that.
That's cute. I like that.
It'd be fun.
Kind of great idea. Shit.
Kind of jealous.
I saw a guy smoking. In the bathroom at the airport.
A cigarette?
A what?
Yeah, I was taking a poop during my long layover and I'm like smelling. I'm like, oh, someone who just smells like smoke is in here. And I'm like, no, that is being burnt. And I clean up and I walk out, just smoke coming out of one
in
of
the bathroom.
In the bathroom at the airport.
That's crazy.
That he couldn't even, like he just came from outside.
Yeah, no.
He was
I think doing like a few drags and then like put it out in the bathroom.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. You were in there during that time.
Bold.
I mean, I get it though, because when I was young and I was like smoking cigarettes, hiding it from my parents, I tried doing it one time.
Inside?
In the bathroom, in the house.
Oh my God.
I don't know why I thought it was a good idea, but you know, you're young and dumb.
Yeah.
I took the toilet paper.
Stuffed it with dryer sheets.
I stuffed it in the roll. And I lit the cigarette and I started to smoke it. And I was trying to blow it in here, but it was coming off the tip of the cigarette going up. And then it started filling up and I was like, and it was just going everywhere. And I was like, this is not working at all. So I literally just like threw it into the water real quick. And the entire bathroom reeked after those like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, this is awful. So then I had to like turn the sink on. I started every body spray that was in the bathroom, every lotion. I was just like putting it everywhere.
Did you get away with it?
You're putting lotion like on the countertops.
Anything that has a smell was out and being used.
But you know what, Heath? The thing is that your mom smoked cigarettes. So it's really hard for her to even, because
she couldn't smell it that easy.
Yeah.
Mm. Isn't that crazy?
Especially like coming home from work, like she is probably the cigarette smell on her clothes. So like, it's going to be really hard to even prove that somebody smoked in the bathroom. Really funny though, that you
everything.
I'm so jealous of kids who have like just edibles these days, or that they can just get so high so easy. We were like burning kush all the fucking time.
We were using apples, water bottles,
the breeze,
soda cans.
You come home, your mom just wanted that hug. Just
my mom, every time I would get home, every night, she'd go like this.
Yep, just trying to sniff out that
something.
Kush.
And it got to the point, I was like, Mom, stop smelling me.
And just add it to the paranoia because you're already high.
Can you smell pens?
I can smell dab pens very easy. When I was on the beach, I knew it was that dab pen smell. You know, that's
I know, but like if I smoke a dab pen and then like 30 minutes later I go home, you can't smell it.
Oh, no, it doesn't say on you, but you can smell it like in a room, definitely.
If yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a dab pen.
Damn, they can get away with anything these days.
Are we doing a high episode soon? Aren't we doing one this week? Or
you've missed the last
episodes. You missed it.
Oh, I thought we were we talked about doing one today, before I left town on Tuesday, because you were going to Lollapalooza.
Today's the first. We asked if you could do it the next day, and you said, "Oh no, I'm leaving."
Who'd you do it with? You got high without me,
Mariah.
You got high, Mariah? No, you didn't.
She did.
Yes.
Oh, we got high off kava
and kratom.
This is not true. This didn't happen.
Dead ass. Did.
Come on.
Check the Patreon. It's up already.
I saw a live Q&A thing on there.
It was before
that. We also
the,
posted the live Q&A.
That's bullshit.
It was right
that was
before
bullshit.
That.
I was on there today, the Patreon.
You didn't check hard enough.
It's always at the end of the month, I guess.
Look.
It's the first of the month.
It's the first of the month.
Bonus episode.
Childhood embarrassment?
No.
Yep. Oh, so y'all aren't high.
We were high.
It was feeling it.
Interesting.
I drank two cans. I was lit up.
Damn.
Kratom. I don't even know what it is.
I'm kind of craving getting high. I like doing it this way.
But then we saw comments that said that it's actually really bad for you. And so everything's
okay. So now we're not doing anything. We both got a pack. We leave. First thing, bright in the morning.
Where?
I'm going home. He's going home.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Y'all going separate way. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we're separating.
Don't.
Philadelphia.
Are you going to Bachelorette?
I'm landing in Philadelphia.
Staten Island.
Very close. I'm going to Long Beach Island in New Jersey.
Jersey Shore.
Yes, the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, and I'm just going to the middle of nowhere.
Try not to get kidnapped out there.
What airport do you have to land into?
Tennessee Airport.
Chattanooga.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Never been to Chat.
Oh, and me and Matt will be also in Tennessee.
Same time
for my bachelor party.
Oh, wait. Is it the same time?
No, it's not this weekend.
Oh, no. It's not.
I leave tomorrow. Oh,
it's next
Poor
week.
Thing.
It's next week.
Dude, that would have been fun.
That'd have been interesting.
Zane shows up this
how
weekend.
Far are you for, how far are they from Nashville?
Ooh, a bit of a drive.
Two and a half hours.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's not bad at all.
All right, let's close it out because we got a pack.
Okay. Oh, and okay. I'm just tired.
And we got to do the unwind, which if you don't know what that is, we have a Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath, where we keep these cameras rolling for another 20, 30 minutes. You get an extended version of this podcast. You're also going to get every single episode a few days early and ad-free. We do a bonus episode every single month, either drunk, high, or on Kratom Kava. Mm-hmm. And we also have a live Q&A every month and a Discord and a bunch of stuff all for $5 on patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
Perfect. And you get to check out these episodes, audio form on Google Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, all those podcast platforms every Monday. And on Tuesdays, we post the video form of these episodes on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
Also, make sure to get the best coffee in the world, Kromoda.com. You can get the matcha starter kit. You can get bagged coffee, ground coffee, whole bean espresso. You can get our K-cups and all of our different flavors and all the drinkware as well. Again, Kromoda.com.
Yes, and get them quick. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode, and we will see you next week, and we'll see you unwinders in 5 seconds.
Peace.
Ciao. Peace.
Hey.